Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Roger, we do appreciate Oaklawn being the sponsor of our studio. I don't know how many years they've done that, but we certainly appreciate that. We will be there Friday. And so will the Zone. They'll be there Friday. It's the last weekend of racing, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's done. Now, you can watch the racing going on at Oaklawn. You can also watch the Kentucky Derby that will feature, you know, three horses from Oaklawn. And so you've got that going on with all the other activities. I was looking at their, I don't think we've announced that John Michael Montgomery is on board. He's October 19th. We'd already talked about Tracy Lawrence being June 29th. Jim Blossoms. September 13th, Aaron Lewis, the American Patriot Tour, November 15th. And so Gary Allen sold out, Buddy Guy sold out, Travis Tritt sold out, Terry Fader's coming up on May 10th. So you've got those concerts, but you just got to go to the website. But we're looking forward. We're going to be doing some stuff for Oaklawn today. It's been a great racing season, I think. Don't you? It's been fun.
I agree.
It's been a good year. We've enjoyed being over there. They're great partners.
We've been able to go, with all the things that we've been doing. We've been asked to come down and make some appearances in the casino a few times and getting to meet so many people walking through. So, yes, it's been outstanding partnering up.
Justin does the show with Zach throughout football and basketball season. That's been fun. He does a Saturday morning show with them.
I need to do something. What's the chick's name down there?
Nancy.
I couldn't remember.
But we appreciate them. Looking forward to continued partnership with them.
Absolutely.
All right. So it's 9:07. It is time for a Razorback Graffiti. We're going to do two things, Roger. Let's give away two prizes. Or we'll give the option. How about this, Josh? The best call to Razorback Graffiti will either get tickets to see Hart and... Why am I having a blank?
Cheap Trick.
Thank you. Or... You get a $50 gift certificate to Sauce Bar and Oven, which is
taxes taken out of that?
Yes, it's completely clean. It's clean. It's $50 all the way.
Clean.
Yeah, it's clean. $50.
Ow. So get your choice. Let me hear you say. Give me some Dumb and Dumber.
I like it a lot. 661.
It's time for Razorback Graffiti.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Fence Brokers. Looking for fencing materials? Call Fence Brokers today at 501-847-8811. Now, you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
Here we go. All right, 661-1037. Our listeners are so creative. I'm looking at the names already. Here's the first one. We'll start with the guy who just left. He misses already. Bill Vickery calling in. Bill, one sentence only.
Did you forget something, Bill?
You know, when I was a kid, I was scared of the Russians. Now I just do their bidding.
Oh, yeah. Fake Sterling. What's up, man? Happy belated birthday.
Morning, guys. 25 years ago, the Arkansas Razorbacks and the Indianapolis Colts lost a sports legend. But with the efforts of your brother Marty in the movie Greater, your legend lives on, and that's the truth.
Amen. Well said, Fake Sterling. That's exactly right. The Brandon Burlesworth passed away yesterday, 25 years ago. And that's something, 25 years ago. What a great guy he was. Angry Buckeye, one sentence only.
Anybody go home and count the toes on their cat last week?
Touche. We learned about that. We didn't know how many toes a cat had.
Yeah.
He thought it was an even number, and it's not always that case. 661-1037. All right. We losing music there? There we go. The Rogers. What does it say?
Pedicure Rod? Tech.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, David's got nothing on Roger's sharp-ass toenails.
Oh.
I got to be totally honest with you. That's not true. I was disappointed. No,
did they sharpen? Did they make them pointy?
No, no, not at all.
Did you tell them to not make them pointy?
Actually, you know, had I known that I was going to be getting the pedi, I would not have clipped my nails the week before.
Did you get the bag with the orange
like
stuff in it? Did you get the bag with the orange stuff in it?
It wasn't orange. It was blue. You see it.
Is it warm? It's gushy?
Oh, yeah, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
It's like walking through a field of warm manure.
All right. Who's up next, Raj?
Number 45.
Pea stained pants for $800. How much if they're staying in the back?
How much for the stain in the back?
Gotcha.
It's Razorback Basketball Locker Room.
Is anybody here?
Shut up. You know what? That's very creative, though.
661-1037.
Nobody right now has even gotten into the running for the prize. Now, it's Ghost Rider.
Is anybody here?
Wow. Back to back, we had fake Ghost Rider.
I like fake Sterling's tribute to Burlesworth. I think
that's sentimental. That's sentimental. Yeah, so it really wasn't nothing funny
that's
or
okay,
anything.
But it's,
no, I didn't say it wasn't.
He caught the date, which is...
The Vickery one was pretty good.
He caught the date.
The what?
The Vickery, that's exactly
Vickery.
Right.
Vickery was good.
Because
paid
no much. Hello, it's Stan.
Hey, Dave Van Horn. I know you going to look at me funny, but you ain't going to never win on that championship.
Let me tell you something. That is so terrible. My man has jumped off of Calipari.
Yeah, he ain't doing that to Calipari.
No, he ain't.
Listen, I wouldn't say it to Dave Van Horn.
I'd say it to Van Horn.
One pitch away from before.
That, you darn right. Listen, come on. It would stand with
you. You're calling this call, the show. Roger Scott, good morning.
Huh? What? Can't hear you.
Okay, you know what? That's it. You're out. You're out, person, whoever. Hey, Frank Fletcher.
River Frog Steakhouse, now with onions, but no English peas or asparagus.
That ain't bad. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Trayvon Brazil.
661-1037 is the number. Trayvon.
Hey, man. Evo's toenails ain't that sharp. They didn't cut my tongue that many times.
Whoa! Sir! I want you to call back and give us your information. We're reporting you.
661-1037. I want to thank Fence Brokers for sponsoring this amazing
segment.
Thank you,
Chris Walker.
We've got concert tickets and Sauce mm-hmm. Barn Oven $50 mm-hmm. gift certificate on the line here.
Yeah, it's big time. Can you...
We'll go to the phone lines lit up.
It is. Hello, Josh. What is this?
Josh's
license plate. Hello, Josh's license plate.
Hey, got three words for you. Josh's nip.
Josh's nip?
Josh's nipple, maybe? Yep. I don't know. Hey, this is his parents calling. Hello.
Hey, guys. We've all heard that dentists have some of the highest suicide rates in the country. Sadly, the only group higher is parents with kids and radio.
Thank you, Josh's parents.
Hey, David Basil's calling.
Good morning.
What are you doing?
Good morning, me.
Hey, who knew that dinking and spleezing could get us a victory? But hey, I don't know that dinking word. You know that dinking word, Roger?
Mm-hmm. See, the dinky
word. I'm not dinky word. It. It's Dusty Rhodes. Hello, Dusty.
Dusty!
Hard times, Diddy.
Yes, hard times, Daddy. Justin Moore!
Jay, a special
hey,
Monday
what do you say,
appearance.
Buddy? Justin!
That is a true clip we have of Justin there, clearing his voice there.
It is. Double F.
Double F.
Frank Fletcher, maybe? Hello, Double F.
He got hit.
Where'd he go? Double F. I'm sorry. Start over, Double F.
I was trying to buy a washing machine, and the damn sales guy smells like onions.
We got a clubhouse leader for me. Hello, Star Spangled Banner guy.
And the flag was still there.
Oh, say
can. Everybody was there.
So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars were so gallantly there, as the rockets were there. And the twilight's last
Hey, it's the other John Neighbors.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Rog, you want your charging cord?
Yeah.
Come and get it.
Yeah,
did he take your charging card?
I think he did. Until somebody tells me different. I think that's the only person I can think of. Because there's only two people that take things that don't belong to him here. That I know of. And that's John and Wes. But Wes paid up. Remember when he took the creamer?
Carl Lewis.
Hey, Carl Lewis.
Hey, and the rocket's red glare. Uh-oh.
And the
he made it to the end. That dude, that's the greatest ever.
It is Devo.
Downtown Jacksonville. Hey, Coach Cal, that really was just a tourist visit to the Grand Canyon.
What?
He's just a tourist visit to the Grand Canyon. I thought he would say something about your pink toenails.
They're not pink, David.
I mean, I'm sorry, red.
Yeah, well, that's so disrespectful.
That's next.
You know what? You just go right to pink. You just immediately try to talk
Josh,
down to me
should,
on that.
Should Roger go fingernails next? Go Devo, full
no,
Devo.
No. I'm not going to do what you and Josh suggest to do with my nails. Let me tell you this.
No, we're just predicting. Will he?
No. If I do something, you know what? I probably, if I do it, I'll go French tip.
What did Sam think of your toenails?
She had no issue with it whatsoever. She thinks that I have very sexy feet. We did take a picture of our feet side by side.
Somebody said that was Bobby Joe. By the way, we'll do a couple more here before we
go. Yeah, because we got to pick a winner, and I already think I know who one is.
661-1037. There's two or three that could be. I don't see a clear
I don't
winner.
See a clear clock right there. All right, Laverne, see if you can step up. Laverne.
Randy Hankins, you honky fool.
Randy Hankins.
Okay. All right. Like that. That's a brand new. Laverne was brand new.
Last one.
There's got to be something for that. All right, Kyle.
I don't care if Calipari calls the hog, as long as he gets us a natty.
I'm fine with
that,
too.
Very good.
Just win. Win and wear red. You got to wear red. If you don't want to call the hog, that's fine.
We could do a celebrity boxing match, though, couldn't we?
Between who?
To get my cord back if John has my cord.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
Here's the thing. If John has my cord, and I say if because I don't have 100% proof, because all the surveillance cameras in there have been scrubbed for some reason, I'll give him the opportunity just to send it back in the mail. You don't have to say no or nothing.
All right. You want to get this last one.
Kentucky
one.
Fans.
Yeah. We never liked Coach Cal anyway.
Calm down. He's crying.
Who's that one?
Yeah, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't even recall who called. Josh's parents, we can't give.
No. Vickery was strong.
Vickery was strong,
We had Frank Fletcher proper and then double F.
Frank was pretty good.
So which one do you guys like more? The original one. Frank one with the P's?
The first one, the P's and the F.
And then the double F one was a salesman smells like onions, which I thought was pretty good, too.
I would like to give it to Stan, but he wouldn't use it. He wouldn't use it if we gave it
to him. Well, he did change it.
Stan, would you use a gift certificate?
Let's go the one that that did Frank.
So let's go Frank Fletcher, Big Frank Fletcher is the winner. And
providing they haven't won before.
Yeah, yes. Provided you have not won before. And then double F, you are second place.
You're going to go double F and F? So we got a quad F?
We got, four Fs.
Okay.
661-1037, call back. Rebecca says, you call Nancy a chick. Rebecca goes, she doesn't consider being called a chick disrespectful.
Yeah.
I've called her that before when I've called the Zodiac.
I mean
she
no disrespect when I say that. Listen, I know Nancy. Nancy is she's great at what she does. If I don't mean to be disrespectful, I'd call Eleanor Roosevelt the chick. Who's Franklin Roosevelt's chick? Bingo. See what I mean?
Yes.
I would do it even for her.
You also didn't read Rebecca's other message about Jamal Charles, who does have, I believe, a learning disability.
Yeah,
Well,
then here's the deal. Don't put him in a position where he's going to struggle like that.
Did they note that he had a learning disability?
No, I don't think they did. They just got up there, and he just had struggle. He struggled pronouncing the words. Every word that he said was a struggle. And so my deal is if that's the case, don't put him in a situation where, you're going to have 5,000 posts about it, if indeed that's the case.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, he whether it's an S on the end or whatever, he just struggled with almost every word. We'll see if we can find that during the break and see if I'm missing it. But I just saw it on social media. Rod, 661-1037 is the number. Let's go to our poll. It is the birthday of DDL, Daniel Day-Lewis.
All right, see where we stand.
Yeah, what do you think before we look? What do you think it's going to be?
You said last time that Gangs was leading.
I said the Last of the Mohicans was leading.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said that they were leading.
Yep.
So that still doesn't change what I'm thinking. I'm going to say that it's still leading Gangs, the Last Mohicans.
That's a very good. That's why you're the king of all trivia. The Last of the Mohicans is number one at 35.5. Second is Gangs of New York with 29.
Yeah.
Third is Lincoln with 22.7.
Wow.
And Roger, much like my review of this movie,
absolutely.
Only 12% have chosen.
Wow.
Okay. So Josh, there you go.
Our respondents don't like it.
That movie is number one. best action sequence, maybe one of the best action sequences ever, when the oil derrick explodes.
Yeah, yeah, that, no, it's a great scene.
Unbelievable.
Great scene. I agree.
What is a great scene?
It's when the
milkshake?
No. The oil derrick explodes.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
the
they
movie.
Have one
it's
they,
on
have,
fire.
They have one long running scene where they never
what's
cut.
The ba- what is the me, give me the movie. What's it about?
Hold on, did you hear what I'm saying?
No.
They have one continuous scene, Roger. You would appreciate
Trying
it when
shot,
you watch
basically.
It. And it shows him carrying his son. He carries him probably 50 yards. And he stays in character. And he's got all these things. That And it really is a magnificent
so,
shot.
The story is that Daniel Day-Lewis is... Daniel Plainview has come... I think he's in California. And he is coming to buy up land. So Standard Oil cannot buy it. And the piece of land that he's on has a church, led by Paul Dano, on the land. So he is coming to get that land. And... it's really about his pursuit of wealth and money, and at what cost. His son hates him by the end. He kills Paul Dano in the bowling alley.
Don't tell him all the things. So yeah,
it's okay,
yeah.
I want you to.
The
movie's from 2008.
I know, but Roger hadn't seen it yet. But the deal of it. But you go back. You left up one thing. The beginning. It shows how he starts off just on his own little. Well, he's in
a. He gets hurt and he has to pull himself.
He's learning how to do this, and then he becomes.
It's like the movie Giant.
He becomes a big oil man where he started just by himself chipping, and then boy, some of the scenes. Also
it's early 1900s.
Yes.
Yeah, 1911 okay. Where it starts, and so it's really rough. It shows you what it was like back then. Those guys down there trying to find oil and being killed and all that. And it's, I thought it was good, and then it just got to where at the end it became such a ugly.
Well, he gets what he wants. But, I mean, everybody hates him. He's a drunk.
Yeah, it's just...
And,
it's
the cost of chasing money.
Yeah,
and
so it's
uncomfortable.
This
also, was it also similar to that movie with De Niro and DiCaprio?
Which
wasn't
one
that
was
an
that?
Old movie where they're forcing off Native Americans?
I've not seen that one. That thing's like 3.5 hours.
Oh, I thought you said
I started, but I never finished.
Towards the Flower Moon.
Yeah,
it's this premise, I guess, kind of the chase is kind of the same. That
okay.
one's a bit more of a not mystery, but kind of a... trying to solve murders. So
I'll tell you, at one point, Roger, for me, Daniel Day-Lewis became the same character. Gangs of New York, There Will Be Blood at the end. Very rough, very ugly, very mean, very tough.
Yeah. All right.
They were similar characters. I want to see, Roger, I'll never forget this one, Josh. When I watched Antiquities and I saw Roger the next day, I had a different reaction to him because he was such a jerk in that movie. I was like, man, you're such a jerk.
And you've never let me out of that character.
Roger's such a good jerk.
It's easy to be a jerk.
Oh, you're magnificent.
Thank you.
You could be that way all the time. God, thankfully, has helped you beyond that.
Well,
he blessed me with
a woman who is trying to lead me down that road.
I can see Roger being like a Daniel Day-Lewis, mean, ugly, demeaning character.
I can do it.
But
listen, let's be honest. I'm sure in that movie some of those people deserved it.
Well, listen, as I said to the guys yesterday, Roger's, one of his great lines is that, your hair looks like you've been through a birth canal.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you said to her, didn't you?
So. And then there's another scene in that movie, Antiquities. If I were to... Listen, I've never given you a critique of that movie. There's a scene...
Why are you whispering?
Because, the lower my voice and the more calm I am, the more serious I may come across. Mm-hmm. And in that movie, Antiquities, barring the relationship you and I had at the very beginning of the movie, I would like to see... The prequel.
You made fun of me. You made fun of me right off the bat.
Totally.
And ad lib.
Totally. But now we know the behind the scenes of that relationship. There's a prequel to that that we need to find out the dynamic why we had that issue.
Yes.
But there's one scene where I come in and I greet the main actor. When he comes in from being out on some sort of a mission.
Yes.
And I get him and I smile at him and I'm talking to him and I'm smiling and everything. But as he turns away, the camera stays on me.
You say something smart enough.
No, I don't say something. I say, good, blah, blah, blah. I'm congratulating him on all this stuff. But it's a complete farce.
But
Then he walks away and turns and the camera stays on me one shot.
And you give some kind of...
And you see my face go from a smile...
To a jerk, yes.
To a...
Yeah, jerk face.
A scowl?
Punchable face.
Easy.
Yes. Punchable face.
Well, it's not...
Roger is a punchable guy in that movie.
But there's that one scene right there. If I could...
At the end, it changes.
Well, it does.
Thankfully.
Because here's the deal.
I couldn't have taken... I couldn't work with you. I can look at you.
Right. It changes.
I could see you go Daniel Day-Lewis
in a Confederate outfit.
In your milkshake little deal.
I don't know the milkshake
I keep saying, I think now that it's at the end of that deal, I think of the song now.
the milkshake makes all the boys into whatever. You know, that's what I'm thinking.
That's what you think of.
Yes,
and you saw Daniel Day-Lewis.
Now I do.
Beating Paul Dano to death.
All the pretty girls walk like this.
That's what I'm trying to change it to because it was such a horrible scene that I wanted to.
Give me that song again. What are you doing?
All the boys come around.
My milkshakes bring all the boys to the
yard. Sings that?
Yeah, who sings that?
Is that Fergie?
No.
What's the name of the song?
Milkshakes, I'm pretty sure.
You've heard that one.
I want to hear it again.
I would rather that be being played than what I saw with Daniel Day-Lewis. And that, I will say that character was in Aliens and Cowboys and Aliens. The actor who, the preacher.
Oh, Paul Dano.
He was with Harrison Ford, and he was actually pretty good
in
really
that. Really good. Yeah. It's tough to act against Daniel Day-Lewis.
Speaking of which, yesterday, after church, Samantha made the traditional Sunday Arkansas Southern lunch at home. She prepared this. What is it from Arkansas growing up? Fried chicken.
Okay.
She made fried chicken, mashed potato, beans, corn, and gravy, the whole thing. She did all that at church. So we all sat around. We got our bellies full, did all that stuff. Then we watched a couple movies. Now, one of the movies that was on, I played with the grandkids, was Men in Black.
Yes.
So Meredith and I both noticed at that movie when they were coming out with the opening credits, was Men in Black part of the Marvel Universe?
I think it was.
It's part of Marvel.
I knew it was a comic book. I didn't realize
based
it was Marvel.
Based on the Marvel comics or whatever
saw one of them.
I
don't think it was I don't think it was a super popular deal.
By the way,
I believe you bring that up. Have you seen the new Marvel tease, the two that are getting together? Have you seen it?
Who is it? Tell me, who is it?
I'll give you a hint.
I think I've seen it. Who is it? What movie?
Have you seen the new Marvel combo that's coming out this summer?
Oh, okay.
Or maybe the fall.
So Wolverine and Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Okay. I've got interest.
Yeah, I didn't know Wolverine was.
I thought Wolverine was dead. I thought they killed him off.
Look, I like the first couple X-Men. I didn't keep watching after that.
But in those fantastical stories, you can bring back somebody.
Did you just say fantastical?
I said fantastical.
Mm-hmm. The Wolverine in this
you
one
can
is,
bring somebody
is,
back
is,
to
is
life.
In his comic book yellow outfit. I don't know if you remember that the Wolverine used to be in a yellow outfit.
I thought Wolverine was part of the other thing. What's the group that
X-Men.
He's with? Any part of X-Men?
X-Men.
Yes. X-Men is also Marvel?
Yes.
So who's the other X-Men?
Those movies were made pre-08 when Marvel took off.
Afterwards. Finding out that the very first was...
I knew when you said... Roger sent me something yesterday.
It's your trivia.
Who were the first Avengers? And
I had
It was not of notable...
Written by... What's his name?
Stan Lee.
Written by Stan Lee. He did the first five or six.
Can I tell you, back in the... I didn't care about Ant-Man. I didn't care about Wasp. I didn't care about Iron Man. Iron Man was not that big back in the day. He was okay.
Iron Man is rejuvenated the whole thing. And then giving us Galaxy of the whatchamacallits. But Ant-Man and Wasp Man, they can't stand alone.
Is a man or is it Wasp the lady? I don't know.
Ant-Man is dude. Wasp.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Rudd
Wasp but they
the
can't
woman.
Stay by themselves. They have to have something. Now, Paul Rudd. I love Paul Rudd.
I do too.
He's
I like
fantastic.
His character. I like his character.
I like him in Ron Burgundy 1 and 2. But you can't. Those just would not make it. Spider-Man. Couldn't make it on its own, obviously, but I did not know about all the other ones. I don't think they could stand alone. Not back in the day. Was there an Ant-Man and a Wasp?
Yeah,
cartoon.
There's a movie out with those two. That's what they expect. Well, first,
they had to put them together.
They're weak. They're marginal.
They are weak.
Isn't Michael Douglas in that?
Yes.
Michael Douglas
and Michelle Pfeiffer.
And Michelle Pfeiffer.
She's having a birthday today. She had her birthday. We haven't even got to that.
Love Michelle Pfeiffer.
Both of those are in Ant-Man.
It's Michelle Pfeiffer.
They're married.
Two other movies. What's the other movies? With Michelle Pfeiffer.
Scarface.
And Grease 2.
Besides Scarface?
She's in Grease 2 with Adrian Zmed.
Is there another one besides that? What's the other big one?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Was she the teacher?
Batman 2. Batman Returns.
She's in Batman Returns.
Was she the teacher with the rap song?
Oh, yeah. No. Wait, what?
Yeah. Remember the guy, the Coolio?
Yeah, isn't he dead?
And wasn't she like the teacher and...
She's in that video.
And I think that's part of the movie.
Gangsta Paradise?
Yeah, I think...
That's Coolio's big song.
I think that movie, that's in a movie with Michelle Pfeiffer. I could be wrong. There's 50% chance that I could be wrong.
No, I think you're... But I think it's trending up.
We're going to check during the break.
I'm not going to do it. I'm going with what you said.
Coach
Kevin Kelly joins The Zone each Wednesday, presented by the Woodrock Athletic Club. Month of May only, save 40% off joining fees at the Woodrock Athletic Club or Racquet Club.
This is SportsCenter.
A busy Sunday in the NBA. Four games that saw some unbelievable individual play. It was the Knicks taking a 3-1 lead over the Sixers, 97-92. Jalen Brunson, 47 points and 10 assists for the Knicks. It was the Clippers evening their series on the road against the Mavericks, 116-111. Paul George, 33-8-6. James Harden, 33-7-6 for the Clippers. The Pacers take a 3-1 lead over the Milwaukee Bucks. Yesterday it was Miles Turner, who had 29 points and 9 rebounds. And then finally we had the first team eliminated from this year's playoffs. Minnesota sweeps Phoenix 122-116 in game number 4. Anthony Edwards with a 40-point, 9-rebound, and 6-assist performance to help close out the Suns. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center. Buzz Weather with KARK's Pat Walker.
Rain showers will be off and on here throughout central Arkansas today, and temperatures will stay pretty mild, too. We'll only see the mid-70s, around 74 for the high today in Little Rock. A few showers still possible this evening, then the clouds will begin to clear out. Temperatures may drop to around 60 degrees. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Riverfront Steakhouse Special, dinner for two for $60. 10-ounce filet, fried shrimp, two sides, and our famous salad bar, only $60. Good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Spring calls for fresh style, and you can find it at Sissy's Log Cabin. Their selection truly has everything for anyone at a range of price points. Shop the latest trends from designers like David Yurman, Lagos, and Roberto Coin. Browse timepieces from brands like Luminox, Tudor, or Tag Heuer. Find the perfect diamond, discover amazing estate pieces you won't find anywhere else. Whatever you're looking for, I guarantee you can find it at Sissy's. To match their incredible selection, they also have the best service. They always treat me like family. No one is more friendly, attentive, and invested in making sure you get exactly what you want. They'll even make a custom creation for you if you don't find exactly what you're looking for in their expansive collection. Really, the whole experience is best summed up by the Sissy's promise of unmatched quality and service. Ready to experience Sissy's for yourself? Shop online at sissyslogcabin.com or visit any of their 6 locations in Pine Bluff, Little Rock Heights, Little Rock Promenade, Jonesboro, Memphis, or Conway.
Hey, Buzz listeners, have you heard the news? Natural State Wholesale has just expanded and doubled in size, making it the ultimate warehouse wonderland. You will walk through the warehouse and be amazed by the unbeatable prices around every turn. At the warehouse, you will find wholesale pricing on everything. Come on down and meet the flooring king, Don Grisham, and see for yourself what everyone is talking about. Visit the warehouse today, 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot off exit 61, or visit them online at naturalstatewholesale.com.
Fellas, there's a lot of people out there talking about testosterone, but you got to make sure you do your homework, man. You got to make sure you go to a provider that you can trust. I recommend Low T Center. It's where I got my levels checked 6 years ago, and we're going strong today. At Low T Center, they make it quick and easy. You walk in, you take a simple blood test, and you'll get your results back in about 25 minutes. If you've been feeling tired, grumpy, maybe you've noticed weight gain, loss of muscle mass, you may have low T levels. Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment online. That's lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Is your Oak Lawn Thoroughbred racing action so close you can feel it? Or is it the view from your trackside luxury suite? However you like it, racing season is off and running at Oak Lawn, with live races every weekend through May 4th. It's fun by the furlong all season long. Make your reservations today at oaklawn.com. What's your Oak Lawn? Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oak Lawn Hot Springs Studios. Oak Lawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Okay, where's my boy?
Oh, my God.
I'm sitting at home reading a periodical, and this is the call I get? My son is a bootlegger?
Ow,
who put you up to this? Was it her?
All right, wait a minute. I think you've got it backwards.
My George isn't clever enough to hatch a scheme like this.
Well, you got that right.
What the hell does that mean?
That means whatever the hell you want it to mean.
You saying you want a piece of me?
I could drop you like a bag of dirt.
You want a piece of me?
You got it!
It's my favorite outtake of that. Even though I didn't watch that movie, that outtake is hilarious. And it's hilarious. She cannot keep a straight face.
It is. They just go on and on. You know, and I saw something with that. I've seen so many things now with them, and one of them being a lot of the outtakes. And Ben Stiller talks about his dad. Says his dad is one of the sweetest people there was. But what this show, Seinfeld, allowed his dad to do was to get out a lot of the aggression and a lot of the anger that he had by being looked over, he and his wife, Ann Mirror. You know, because when we grew up, it was Stiller and Mirror. Mirror was Ben Stiller's parents.
Yes.
And they were a comedy duo. Said he was the nicest guy, but he was able to get out of a lot of aggression and a lot of hurtful feelings by playing that character, which is cool. And you can see it in there.
Roger, I'm looking at all the different text messages we've getting on the D3 Auto Sales text line. I see one that says, fantastical! That's Roger's new word today that we threw out there.
Fantastical is fantastical.
Somebody said, Baz is right. Dangerous Minds with Coolio. I was right. The song is in that Dangerous Minds where she's a school teacher.
And she's in the video. The Coolio song, right? What was the name of that song?
Gangster Paradise,
isn't
it?
Oh, I love Gangster Paradise.
You think of the movies that she's been in, Raj. Dangerous Liaisons, Batman Returns, The Fabulous Baker Boys, Grease 2, as you mentioned, Lady Hawk, Scarface, Witches of Eastwick, Age of Innocence, just to name a few.
Yes.
I have not seen Fabulous Baker Boys.
I think that's a period piece of the 40s
when
or
I hear this one, you know what I think of? I think of the guy who a parody song guy.
Oh, absolutely.
What's the name of it? What does he say?
It's Amish Paradise.
It's great. I like it better than this. It's the funniest thing ever,
Josh. Give me a buzzer, please.
No, it's great. I love it.
Sounds like Amish.
And Roger,
Amish Paradise.
And Roger, you are right. He would never get Seinfeld. He wouldn't. And again, I don't want you to watch it.
Don't you put me in a corner.
David, I'm putting you in this corner.
I'm starting today.
You can't.
Going back to 25 years ago.
Let me tell you something. There are three shows sometimes in one episode of Seinfeld.
UPS, Todd.
You leave UPS, Todd. I mean, seriously, stay away from it.
Yeah, I think from a background standpoint, it'd be perfect for you, but content standpoint, it's not.
Yeah, I love. What's crazy, Josh? I love the one with Larry David.
Curb.
I'm more of a Curb guy too. I love it. I don't know why there's a difference though, because he wrote both of them, right?
Well, they're different shows. I mean, the Curb is really just follows Larry.
But it's about a show about nothing.
All three. Where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain.
But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. Josh, I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Cool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land. I'm into discipline. You guys making a living off this. You know it works.
Our show is, have y'all heard of the Wikipedia game?
No.
So the game I used to play in middle school with my friends. You go to the computer lab, you pull up Wikipedia, and you got two friends, and you say, all right, I want you all to go from Disney theme parks to, you know, Arkansas Razorbacks football.
Okay.
And your goal is you have to start on Disney theme park Wikipedia page and click your way and find a way to get to Arkansas football.
I like it.
That is what our radio show is. We started with Michelle Pfeiffer, and somehow 5 minutes later, we're playing Weird Al Yankovic's Amish Paradise.
That is exactly right, Josh. I never have heard our show so
it is
well
defined. We are the Wikipedia man.
Well, hey, Mary B., is that Mary B.?
Yes.
Mary B., good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Mary Binberg, what's up?
I have been on hold for so long, I forgot while I was calling.
We're sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, Elaine Boozler is like my favorite character of all time. I love that show. But what I was calling about is...
Wait a minute.
What was I calling about? Oh,
You just said Elaine
Boozler. Reindeer?
No, hold on. You said Elaine Boozler. You talking about Seinfeld?
Yes.
Okay, well, Elaine is Elaine Benes, but you're right because Boozler is who the comedian that she is based off of. Elaine Benes is who played Julia Louis-Dreyfus. But what is Boozler's name? She's in a couple of episodes. She's in the one where Kramer goes in and wants the bankers to tell him hello. Or he gets money or something like that.
I don't know anyone who
it is Elaine Boozler. I think
show,
it is Elaine Boozler. Yeah.
But anyway, regarding baby reindeer, don't know why I got sucked into watching that. It's the most disturbing thing I've seen since the Dahmer
yes.
piece on Netflix. And then on a completely different note, could anyone in the news department please tell me if someone's been arrested in the death of Gail Sipes?
Of who?
I don't know who that is, Dale Sykes.
It's the woman that got run over at Park Plaza on the 17th.
I guess I've not heard that story. I've not heard about that story. That's horrible.
Yeah, it's tragic. And just look at her obituary. I mean, she was a super woman. So anyway, that's all I have. I love you guys.
Thank you. Love you, Mary. My
hours have changed, so I can't call in very much.
Thanks, Mary.
I love you guys.
Thank you. Love you. Wow, I didn't hear about that Park Plaza. That's where they have cameras everywhere, so that should be able to track that down.
Well,
someone says here, if you like Curb Your Enthusiasm, you will like Seinfeld.
No, you won't.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
I know, no, it's not. But I would have thought the same thing as well. But I've seen all of them, so no, it's not.
Tony said, you're getting a lot of texts because people like me are watching on YouTube. How come you guys come in so good, but Acre comes in so bad, cuts out badly? Yeah, sometimes, you know, Justin doesn't know how to work the cameras.
Audio levels.
He doesn't know how to do that kind of
stuff. What do you mean, comes
He's
in?
He's learning. I don't know. He just
I think cuts in and out the audio.
Yeah, Acre needs some training.
I'll tell you why. It's because... When Acre comes in, and you got to understand, I'm not just a guy.
Yes.
But when Acre walks in there, there's a glow, there's an aura about him that does block the lens a little bit. That's why right now behind you, if everybody looks at David Basil, behind him are our shades. They are shut because he has such a glow that we can't allow the natural light to come in.
Look at that knife hand. Look how wide that knife hand is.
It's huge. God. It's almost, there's only one thing more flat than that, and that's your feet.
Hey, the other.
Well, can I ask Roger? Roger, there's a big difference between Curb and Seinfeld is that Curb changes locations more. Seinfeld is a bit, it's got some of the same settings. Like, I don't think Curb, there's not like, you don't really
not
have
sets.
The same.
You don't have sets.
Like, yeah, the sets, like the diner, Jerry's apartment, stuff like that. You don't get as much of that. Like
yeah, I think budget was probably a little bit different, too.
I have watched the set.
I think they probably do go out some.
I've watched some of the episodes, like the race. Yeah. I like that. That was funny. The puffy shirt, that's funny.
Listen, if here lately, once you go down that one rabbit hole, you sit. No, that's not where Puppy Shirt
is.
That's a soup Nazi.
That's what I said. I went from the shirt to the soup Nazi.
You went right into
and
shirt.
And it sounds like my guy, my Iranian finance math teacher.
All of your people there.
If you do not show how you work, you are getting a credit.
That could also be if you were to give me your Italian server when you were in Rome. He might sound that similar.
The,
also, the Curb thing, the Seinfeld thing, they actually have George. He's sort of like writer director of Annie Hall and some of those movies. He was dating the chick. What is the guy?
Oh, the guy got in trouble because he was dating his kids, Annie Hall.
Who did it? Oh my gosh, somebody get on here with us.
Do you like him?
No, but that's who George acted a lot like.
Gotcha.
And then you got to remember that, what's his name? Larry David.
Woody Allen.
Thank you. Larry David left Seinfeld for a while. And remember when Saturday Night Live, when what's his name, the current producer of that play, when he left, it all changed a little bit. But Curb is different. He did it. There's an episode there where he was actually a writer for Saturday Night Live, and he told him he quit. He's out of here. Screw you. You suck. That's it. It's over.
David said that?
Larry David did it. And there's an episode of Seinfeld where George does that. And he goes back to work the next day.
It's based on their lives. Roger, as we go to break two, Josh, I know you don't know who this name is, but it's also the birthday of the great Eve Plum.
Eve Plum.
I want to play Password sometime. I love watching Password. They go, that's the password. Do you know who Eve Plum is?
Who was bringing up three very lovely
We'll go to
girls.
Break with it.
It's Jan
All
Brady.
All of them have hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. Here's a story of a man named Brady, who was bringing with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, but they were all alone. You know, one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew they were much more than a hunch.
that this group might somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way they became the Brady Bunch. Mama.
Life isn't just about living, it's about living well. And no one understands that better than Baptist Health. Baptist Health is there to support you and your wellness journey wherever it may take you. They really are so much more than a healthcare provider. They're a true partner coming alongside you to help you live your fullest, healthiest life. From pediatrics to women's health to cardiac care to orthopedics to primary care, they offer the full spectrum of services you need to keep yourself and your whole family healthy, no matter what phase of life you're in. And you can always count on the care you receive at Baptist Health to be exceptional and compassionate. Listen, they're Arkansas's most trusted name in healthcare for a reason. For more than a century, Baptist Health has helped countless Arkansans create the healthy lives they deserve. And I know they can do the same for you. I know from experience the level of commitment they have for their patients. I've been a Baptist Health patient for decades, and I'm always in good hands. Their level of care is exceptional. Remember, life isn't just about living. It's about living well, and no one understands that better than Baptist Health. Ready to take the next step in your wellness journey? Visit Baptist-Health.com. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Channel 7's James Bryant, a Little Rock native with a passion for Arkansas weather that borders on obsession. Always on the job, studying the data, posting detailed updates, chasing the storms.
It's right in front of us, guys. It is. It's right down there.
Making sure you have all the information all the time. James Bryant, Arkansas's hardest working meteorologist, only on Channel 7 News.
Need a vacation? Give blood with the Our Blood Institute on Saturday, May 4th at any donor center at Toad Suck Days, and you could win a 7-night cruise from the Port of Galveston courtesy of Dream Vacations. One lucky donor will win, but every donor will receive a free t-shirt and one admission to Magic Springs Theme and Water Park. Donate blood on Saturday, May 4th. Reserve your appointment now at OBI.org. That's OBI.org.
Pay attention. This happens fast. You need money. You get a job. Turns out that job doesn't pay near enough for the nonsense it puts you through every day. You want to move fast, but the clock moves slow. You're smart, though. You know machines. You want to work at a place as fast as you. You call Medley Equipment Company. They need a technician, and they'll teach you everything you need to know to be the best. With pay raises all along. Because Medley keeps you moving.
I'm branch manager Jeff Tess. Visit MedleyCompany.com or come see us at 121 House Court, North Little Rock, Arkansas.
Hi folks, it's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. It's the end of the month, and we need to sell 23 more new vehicles before Tuesday night. Frank has told us to take any reasonable offer and pay over book value for trades. Fletcher Dodge has big discounts on all new Rams, up to $11,000 off new Ram 2500s and up to $10,000 off new half-ton Rams. We got 0% financing on new Ram Bighorns for 72 months. You can't get any lower than zero. Or how about $10,000 off new Jeep Gladiators? And we have the new 2024 Jeep Compass four-wheel drives for only $424 a month with zero down and no gimmicks. We're ready to make a deal. We have pre-owned vehicles starting as low as $199 a month at zero down. Don't worry about your credit. If other dealers have told you no, come see us or apply from anywhere at FletcherCredit.com. Fast, easy, and simple approval process. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Pennington of Lyons Drug. We have great news. Generic Cialis is now available at a huge savings. We have Tadalafil, the FDA-approved generic of Cialis, in a 20-milligram tablet at a savings of up to 80%. We have the 5-milligram daily tablets for less than $3 a pill. Lyons Drug continues to be your go-to pharmacy for men's health. What are you waiting for? Call us today at 844-676-2247 or go to our website at LyonsDrug.com.
Ahoy, lake lovers. Are you ready to hit the water? At Trader Bill's, you can get the all-new Godfrey Aqua pontoon that is built for speed with Suzuki Motor. You will slice through the waves in no time, getting you from the dock to your favorite cove so you can relax on the water. The Aqua pontoon is available now at Trader Bill's in Little Rock or in Hot Springs. Trader Bill's has 40 years in the business, service after the sale of experienced professionals, and a 5-year Suzuki warranty. And save up to $5,000 with a dealer rebate for a limited time only. Trader Bill's, where the fun awaits. Get the inside scoop from the Hill when Homer's Ace Hardware presents Arkansas second baseman Peyton Stovall on 103.7 The Buzz. Every Tuesday, Peyton joins Roger, David, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. They'll talk college baseball and whatever else comes to mind. It's Peyton Stovall every Tuesday morning with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz. Made possible by Homer's Ace Hardware. Need help? Ask Homer at any of locations, Searcy, Beebe, or Cabot.
Always make sure to say please and thank you. Morning Mayhem is back on the air, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Well, that was really a stupid thing. You know what's going to happen now?
Worlds collide.
What? Yeah!
Because this world is your sanctuary, and if that world comes in contact...
Yes, it blows up! So if you know that, what did you tell Elaine for?
I didn't know. Kramer told me about the worlds.
You couldn't figure out the world's theory for yourself? It's just common sense. Anybody knows you gotta keep your worlds apart!
Did you just say vault?
Yeah, why? Did I use it wrong?
You got that from Elaine.
Yeah. So what?
That right there, my friend, that's Independent George.
It just doesn't sound, it doesn't sound as funny when you're listening to it, you know?
Because you don't know it. Yeah. You have to see, listen, so much of it, you have to be invested in the lives of these characters.
I think you have to go, you don't find it funny if you don't understand.
Well, you know the Independent George, because look, what he's talking about is two worlds colliding. When he's over at Jerry's house, it's Independent George. If Elaine starts going out with his fiance Susan, and they merge, then you're killing Independent George.
See, it's hard for that connection.
Well, it is.
Hand of the man from a Galilee. Zone's coming up next. Hey, Roger, Taylor Swift's new album has 5,600% more profanity. That means it has 57 swear words, as they say. So, looking at it, the song Down Bad has the most with 18, followed by Florida with 12. The most Taylor's most used cuss word is the classic what, Josh? Do you have any idea?
D-A-M-N?
No. What do you say, Raj?
D-I-C-K?
No.
S-H-I-T?
No.
It's not a two-parter, is it?
No.
Are we even allowed to spell
C-word? Words?
No. Oh, my gosh.
Angry yelled stop.
The most famous.
F?
Yes. The most famous F-bomb.
Wow.
Taylor's most used cuss word is the classic F-bomb.
These are in her songs?
Yeah. In recent years, her use of profanity seems to double with each album. So there you go. And so anyway...
It used to be just a perceived thing, like Puff the Magic Dragon.
Listen, there are 12-year-old girls listening to your music, Taylor.
Let me tell you what I saw.
Watch what you're doing with your F-bombs.
I get a video sent to me from Bluey.
What?
The cartoon that my grandkids watch. It's Bluey. It's got this character Bluey.
Cussing?
No, he's not cussing. He's on a slide.
Okay.
He picks his nose. He looks at what's on his hand, and then he wipes the booger on the slide.
Disgusting.
It's of course it is, but if our kids are seeing booger picking going on, what else are they seeing?
Yeah. Also, check this out. Taylor Swift flew 178,000 miles in 1 year, equivalent to 7 times around the world in her private jet. That is, and she's making money every time she goes up in the jet. Justin Akery joins us in studio. Good morning, Justin.
Fellas.
How are you?
Happy Monday.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, buddy.
I don't want him watching Seinfeld.
Yeah?
Because I don't think...
He thinks I'm not going to like it.
Watch Seinfeld?
I
love Kirby Enthusiasm.
It's not the same thing.
I love Kirby. I know.
Kirby is more uncomfortable.
Really?
It's more real life.
You've watched enough. Wes Sutton, a George divided against itself?
Cannot stand.
Can't do it. Hey, Joey boy.
But you know what? This thing went off the air 26 years ago.
I know.
It's like,
have you been to Seinfeld 70?
Yeah, I try not to talk about it much anymore, just because I don't know if it's funny. I like to have a Festivus party every winter. I mean,
you don't
I just
like
don't know
about what Seinfeld.
Yeah, I just don't know if it's germane to 30-year-olds anymore.
The Germans ain't got nothing to do with it.
Are you still on the reindeer games? Whatever reindeer thing, little baby reindeer.
Yeah, baby reindeer.
Yeah, I checked out. I just couldn't take
it. How many episodes?
One. I couldn't take it.
You know why?
What have you liked recently?
Struck a little too close to home. Yeah.
The best thing Baz has watched recently was Vision Quest.
Oh, I love
Vision
Quest.
And he's like, there always sucks.
You could watch it on repeat.
I can watch Vision Quest over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
I
will say,
have you heard about the lady? She's suing the guy? Because people have tried to discover who she is.
Yeah.
And she's suing the dude.
Yeah. Josh, have you seen Vision Quest?
No. And here's the thing. I watched The Breakfast Club for the first time last night. So,
will you watch Vision Quest?
You should watch Vision Quest.
I know. I love 80s.
It's a very entertaining movie.
Yeah.
It's a good story.
It's right up your alley.
Where there's blood.
There will be blood.
Oh, sorry.
Not where there is blood.
Close enough. Daniel
Day-Lewis. Not close enough.
Neck blood.
Versus Gangs of New York or
You guys
Lincoln.
Didn't even say My Left Foot, which you won an Academy Award for.
Yeah, see, man, I don't know what that's the Mohicans.
About. I really can't.
Not much fun.
Did you like it?
No. It's not a happy
it's
ending.
It's not a happy story.
None of us are. None of us are.
It's him overcoming, great adversity.
The Last of the Mohicans
like
is good.
You, Roger.
Okay, yes.
Last of the Mohicans.
Think about all
was
the
he
stuff.
In Schindler's List?
No.
He should have been.
If he was, he would have been one of the Nazis. He plays a good mean guy.
He is a mean guy.
Yeah.
I was ready to get out of There Will Be Blood.
Nazi?
Like, get this movie over with. Jeez.
That's from
what? I said, get this movie over with.
Which one?
Where There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Blood. Yeah, it's not the most entertaining, but it's an incredibly intense performance.
I like the first half of it. I really enjoyed it.
The most fun movie he's ever been involved in, I think, is Gangs of New York.
I don't like that movie at all.
I mean, most enjoyable to watch.
Lincoln was fun. Bad ending.
Lincoln sucked.
Oh, no!
It was not good.
You know what? This is exactly when they do those interviews with Charles Manson, and then you go, you know what? Maybe Charles did have a hard upbringing. Maybe we should let him go. Then he says something nuts, and you know why?
Will you adjust your camera, please?
Lincoln's not.
Get a camera, you handsome devil. Yeah, I think Lincoln sucked.
As a president, great.
As a movie, awful.
Nobody can do Lincoln
terrible.
Now. Nobody can do Lincoln.
Oh, so boring.
My God.
I don't want them to.
Because you knew the movie?
Now.
Well, he did.
How do you make that presidency boring? I don't know, but they did it. Good job. Way to go.
What are you guys talking about? There's so much
stuff is way better than that. I'll tell you that much. Way more entertaining. You sit here and fart in the mics for 3 hours. Make it better than that.
The only way that Lincoln would have been better is if Denzel would have played Lincoln, and that's it.
So what do you guys? There's so much to talk about.
I watched
the
bad Denzel movie the other day. The worst Denzel movie of all time.
Which one?
The Little Things. You ever seen it?
No,
it's terrible.
No.
What trash?
I won't watch it.
It's horrible. What's his name?
It's a horrible name.
Queen.
Horrible name.
And that's the thing with Queen. And Queen guy in that one, Freddie Mercury.
Yes.
Yeah. Horrible.
I'm like,
thing.
You got this cast and this movie
horrible.
Stinks.
You know what? He's Freddie Mercury and that's it. Put him back with Bluey.
Bubba Carpenter, thanks to Johnson's Home Center. Recap, 2 out of 3 ain't bad for softball baseball this weekend. Jackson Wells. It was an interesting week for the Trojans. So they lost 2 out of 3.
God. How they lost it too. Oh my God.
Trojans lose 2 out of 3 and yet. Don't let us interrupt your texting. 2 out of 3, but they are in first place alone now in the OVC.
Yeah. They lost the worst games this year. So they haven't won and just lose them at the
end. Dina McCormick's coming up. We're going to talk about all the shows that are coming through Robinson. It's a great season. A lot of people saw Pretty Woman over the weekend.
Yes.
And then Daniel Frazier's coming on with us at 12:30. Talk to him about what's happening with UMS. He's a cancer survivor.
Very nice. What about Deke? What about the great Deke over the
incredible.
Weekend?
Incredible. That was one of two incredible plays. Listen, Arkansas has been, to quote Aerosmith, been living on the edge for some time now. I mean, these games could have, they pivoted on those defensive plays. The Sprague Lott play on Friday, phenomenal.
Yep.
And that's a 1-in-10 play.
Yeah,
you don't
play.
Get that guy out very often. That's a great play.
Another series win. All right, good job, Roger.
Good job,
Josh. Let's go work some more. The Zone is up next.
Red tape. 1 in 3 businesses will get caught up in it, and they'll be penalized by the IRS for mismanaging their payroll. Because when you're handling payroll, HR compliance, and those constantly changing tax laws, that red tape can get sticky in a hurry. At The Payroll Company, we free you from that tangled mess and get you back to business. The Payroll Company. Less headaches, more than payroll. Visit morethanpayroll.com.